Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you, Lord, with all my heart. Ephesians 6, it says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. What does that mean? If we're wrestling, where are they? And where are we wrestling with them? Someone can think, okay, we enter a Buddhist temple or go into a restaurant and there's a big Buddha out front. And right away you go to praying in tongues over the Buddha, which is nothing but an idol. And whatever spirits there were, Jesus already took care of them. See, you got to understand, they are watching you rather than you coming in there watching them. They're watching you. But they also recognize when you don't know who you are. Oh, this one's scared. We got one in here scared. Let's make them sick through the food. I knew we shouldn't eat at that restaurant. All stuff like that happened. Where's the warfare? In your mind. Paul said the idol is nothing. We know, but see, for the sake of a weak brother or sister, I won't eat that. Because their conscience, they'll be messed up. They'll think you ain't saved. And in that restaurant, man, how he gonna be saved eating in there? Them folk ain't saved. Well, most of the folk own restaurants ain't saved. At your favorite restaurant, they ain't saved, all of them. You want somebody saved cooking your food all the time? Are you saved? Go ask the cook, is he saved? Oh, this was the best meal I had in a long time. You understand? So that stuff is in our mind. Because your food anyway is sanctified by the word of God and by prayer. The moment you pray over that, the moment it's sanctified. Amen. We don't act foolishly, but God said it's sanctified through the word of God and through prayer. Just like when we are baptized, literally baptized, we are identifying publicly with Christ's death. In other words, he died, we die. I'm letting the world know I died. When he was buried, I got buried with him. I'm going under the water, I'm buried with him. But he also rose. And so when he rose, I rose again too. Hello, somebody. There's something to it. Now, you know, you can go in the water, a dry devil, and come up a wet devil. That's what they say. But when you exercise your faith, see, how many know it's all about faith? Job said it this way, there's a vein for the gold. He said, there's a path the eagles haven't spotted. And where the wild goats don't hide, the path that's hidden. And when the saints understand that God has us hidden, we are in the world. You can be in the world among a bunch of, you know, obnoxious citizens, and they don't know the joy that you have. They don't know the peace of God that's ruling you. They don't know the grace that's on your life. They don't know God is talking to you, and walking with you. You're right in there in the midst of them. But there's a path when you discover it and you start to walk on it. This is where we fight the fight of faith, because it's serendipity there. There's stuff you don't have to go out of your way for, because it's in your path. God has strewn it along your path. Say you having to go and do and get yourself. God says, no, I've already prepared it for you. If you'll stay focused on me, keep your trust in me. See, this is the foundation of our faith, the finished work. We are heirs together with him. Tell somebody, my faith is about his work, not mine. My work at best is limited. We can do things well, but it's not even about our work. It's about what he did. He has perfected through one sacrifice. He has perfected forever those he has sanctified. Tell him I'm one of them sanctified ones. even though sanctified ain't in the title, in the Resurrection Life Sanctified Church. No, we still sanctified. It don't have to be on the wall out there, Resurrection Life Sanctified Church. It don't have to be on the wall, Resurrection Life Holiness Church, Baptist Church. None of that has to be on the wall. Amen. We are what we are in Christ. I'm sanctified. I'm baptized. I'm holy. But I'm in Christ, and we are the church. I'm not limited to a place or a time. Oh, if we could get this. When you get up in the morning, before your feet hit the floor, you ought to be thanking God. Lord, you are with me. I'm still a little groggy, but I know you're with me. You're trying to find your way. Lord, I know you. Thank you that you're with me. Huh? He is with you. You can wake up from a nightmare and still thank God he's with you. We sometimes, while I'm on this subject, we sometimes put too much relevance on dreams. Amen. Tell a dream as a dream. Sometimes dreams have significance, but a lot of times we put too much on it and it troubles us. It steals peace from us. Amen. That's never God's plan. Amen. To take peace from you. His thoughts toward you are peace. Amen. And not evil. Come on, see, this is foundation. We got to go back to the word when stuff is troubling us. Because God's not going to trouble us. He brings peace to us. All the time, God is speaking peace to us. Do we know how much he cares for us? See, we've been taught, what's been a problem, I know I had to deal with this a long time, but what's been a problem with us is we've mixed a lot of old covenant mindset with new covenant. And we bounce back and forth. You know, God going to strike you with lightning. Now you're trying to fight off a generational curse. How can you be cursed? How can you that belong to God, that are in Christ? See, I tell you, the reason why some stuff happens or pans out the way that it does is because of the way you're thinking. Some of y'all waiting for something to go wrong. I know this has been too good. You know, I know whenever things get good like this, something got to go wrong. Wait a minute. That ain't what God said. He said, the blessing of the Lord will make you rich. And he said, I'm not going to add any sorrow to it. And if the devil is defeated, then where's the sorrow coming from? As a man thinketh, so is he. Peter denied the Lord 3 times. When the Lord rose from the dead and met his disciples on the seashore, and Peter dove in the water and swam there, first thing the Lord said was, Peter, do you love me? He said, yes, Lord. You know. He said, feed my sheep. A little later on in the little fish fry they were having. Even though Peter did. Peter, lovest thou me more than these? Peter said, Lord, you know I love you. He said, feed my sheep. No, not a third time. Simon, lovest thou me more than these? He said, Lord. Now Peter's irritated now. You know that I love you. Feed my lambs. What was God doing? He was setting Peter free from the bondage that he brought on himself. See, in the power of your tongue is life and death. The only one that could curse Peter was Peter. I don't care what people say to you or try to do to you. When your faith is unwavering in God, they better watch out. Because they're not messing with you. They're messing with the guy that's standing behind you and the ones that are standing beside you and the ones that are here to protect you. And God said, I'm going to trouble those that trouble you. Don't you go out of your way trying to get revenge and get back at stuff. No, just keep staying and love them. Treat them right. Overcome evil with good. I'm telling you, God will deal with stuff. He'll deal with it in a strong way. But Peter was the only one that could snare Peter. You're the only one that can snare you. See, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak. And the stuff that comes out of your mouth carries life or it carries death. It should carry both, but it should carry life concerning the kingdom and death concerning the kingdom of darkness. It shouldn't be vice versa. That's how Peter snared himself. I don't know him. See, in the face of his trial, when the pressures came, I don't know the man. I am not one of them denying. Under pressure. That's not where we stop. That's where we need to get louder sometimes. More emotionally engaged. We're not trying to fight something out there. I'm trying to bring these things subject. See, it's important to emotionally engage and not just be a frozen chosen. I'm not being critical here, please. Don't think that. But frozen people, a lot of times have a lot of bondages in their mind because they're governed by the intellect. You know, the intellectual part rather than by their heart. Your heart is always going to lead you to Jesus. Your heart is going to always lead you to some type of expression. Amen. There's a breakthrough, and it is. Let them call you a holy roller. Let them call you emotional. No. Well, you're not emotional. You've been given emotions. Amen. Only a corpse has no emotion. It's dead. And all this good preaching y'all get, you better have some emotion. I had to throw that a little too soon in, you know. You better get up and dance and run and shout and praise and holler and scream. It's part of it. It's part of our experience. Jesus cried with a loud voice. When it says that Jesus rejoiced, it didn't say Jesus said, "Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father." No, read that. The expression was he began twirling around. Jesus. Doing a little holy dance, twirling around, rejoicing. When his disciples came back with that report that even the devils are subject to us in your name. It says Jesus rejoiced. And it wasn't the frozen stuff. Now everybody expresses differently. So you that don't show a lot of emotion, don't feel bad. Don't feel threatened. Don't feel like this. No. Because God knows your heart. He knows you. But every now and then, get up out your seat. Every now and then, kick a leg. All right, brother, don't get nothing started in here. Come on, faith is our foundation. You can't hold a person down that believes. You can't stop a person that believes. And I'm not talking about one that knows Genesis to Revelation. I'm talking about a person that believes. They may not know a whole lot, but they believe.
We continue in part 35 of our Mega Grace series, The Foundation of Our Faith. What God has for you is bigger than your trial. Remember the woman with the unjust judge, how she stayed her course, she wouldn't give up. She kept going to him with her plea. For some time he refused her, then finally he had to say, "I will see that she gets justice so that she will not wear me out with her continual coming." What has to happen for you is going to happen. God does not care about what is contrary to your destiny. All the walls, limitations, and bondages will be broken down. They cannot stand against the God we serve. He is God, and He is God alone. The covenant between the Father and Christ Jesus is the only covenant, and it is our covenant because we are His seed.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.